The next patient is Joe Space Ann A-N-N Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old female that has been referred to our practice because of the presence of arterial hypertension that has been out of control. And for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. The past history includes long-standing hypertension and a pericardial window that was done 13 years ago. The explanation for the pericardial effusion and pericarditis that she had is unknown. Period. Whether or not the patient had a nephritic syndrome at that time is possible, but the patient does not recall any history like that. We did a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was on February the 6th of 2014, in which mild to moderate increase cortical echogenicity of the kidney and loss of corticomedullary differentiation was present. The right kidney was just 8.3 centimeters with 1.1 centimeter of renal cortex. No evidence of hydronephrosis. The left kidney, 10.2 centimeters in diameter. The cortical thickness was 1.2 and no evidence of hydronephrosis. The bladder was within normal limits. The patient had a serum creatinine that was reported 1 mg/cent. The blood sugar at that time, 107. The BUN, 16. The serum electrolytes with the normal limits. And the estimated GFR was 58 mLs per minute. In the CVC, hemoglobin is 12.5, hematocrit 38.6, and the platelet count 278,000 with a normal differential. The protein that was found in the kidney consistent with 5 mg/dL, which is a minimal proteinuria. Unfortunately, I don't have the report of the creatinine in order to establish the adequate creatinine ratio. But as it is, it's very unlikely that the patient has significant proteinuria. The uric acid is 6.3. In summary, this patient has CKD stage 3A, A1, with changes in the retroperitoneal ultrasound consistent with medical renal disease. There is not significant proteinuria, period. The recommendation is a low-sodium diet, plant-based diet, and avoid fluid restriction. She was emphasizing the low-sodium diet because that is going to make the difference in the blood sugar control, blood pressure control, period. The blood pressure readings that the patient has at home at this point is 120 over 70, And she has a blood pressure log in which the highest systolic hypertension has been 139, and the diastolic, the highest, is 79. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The history, the patient has a total cholesterol of 136, HDL 52, LDL 74. Triglycerides are 447. They are under control. Following number, the patient has been under evaluation by the eye doctor, but we don't have documentation regarding that fact. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months and repeat the evaluation in order, and we are going to follow the blood pressure log and the body weight. And we will pay attention whether or not the patient is going to have deterioration of the kidney function, that I doubt. Period, paragraph. We invested in this, in revision of the lab and imaging, 10 minutes. In the face-to-face, 12 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.